Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Tunisia has been rocked by demonstrations throughout the country, some of which turned violent. According to the Tunisian government, 14 civilians were killed in three central Tunisian towns over the weekend. Protests that began in December continue as students, teachers, lawyers, journalists, human rights activists, trade unionists, and opposition politicians have taken to the street in criticism of the government's economic policies, limits on freedom of speech and association, and allegations of corruption. The United States regrets the loss of life, calls upon all parties to exercise restraint, and urges all parties to work together toward a peaceful resolution. The United States has also expressed its concern over reports that accounts of Tunisian users of American companies, including Facebook, and providers of email such as Yahoo and Google, have been hacked and their passwords stolen. This kind of interference threatens the ability of civil society to realize the benefits of new technologies. Cyber intrusions of all kinds, including reported attacks on Government of Tunisia websites, disrupt the free flow of information and reduce overall confidence in reliability and security of vital information networks. The United States urges all parties to respect the freedom of expression that belongs to everyone and ensure the free flow of information. That includes the right of Tunisians to assemble and protest peacefully.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.